us in the everyday, me and you. The Good News and Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Sunshine Carpet Cleaning, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has been providing the Treasure Coast with the finest in carpet, upholstery, and oriental rug cleaning since 1977. Now Sunshine Carpet Cleaning can restore your tile and grout to their original colors with one-of-a-kind procedures. Sunshine Carpet Cleaning is trained, licensed, and insured, so let them put a little sunshine into your life. Sunshine Carpet Cleaning, available at 772-878-1188.
Golden Rule Academy, K-12 Private Christian School. As parents, you want to make the best choice to empower your child to succeed. At Golden Rule Academy, we have the same goal. Let us help you educate and inspire your children to dream big. We offer accelerated curriculum, reasonable class sizes, caring and involved instructors, as well as art, music, physical ed, tutoring, and extracurricular music lessons, and of course, sports programs, including high school football. Our mission is to build confidence and to teach a love for learning. Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2012-2013 school year. Space is limited and scholarships are available for qualifying students. You can reach our office at 772-464-1597. That number again is 772-464-1597. Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Joshua chapter 1, verse 1. If you have your Bibles, go ahead and turn there this morning. I just want to give glory to God. Friday, I tore my calf loose from my shin bone and haven't been able to walk. And I actually was on crutches last night and couldn't put no weight on my foot. And I know a lot of you have been praying that God would do a miracle, and he has been doing a miracle. And I thought I was going to have to sit in a chair this morning. But as you can see, that is not the case. And because he's a good God. Amen. So I'm not on crutches. Amen. It's a little tender, but I'm walking. And I want to give all the glory to God this morning because he's an awesome God. Amen. I took up my mat and walked. I said, I'm going to preach if they have to lower me down through the roof on a... if I got to lay down. So here we are, Joshua 1:1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel, every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you. As I said to Moses, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not run from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. Verse 8, this book of law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." Somebody say, good success. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the ability to preach and teach this morning. I thank you for the anointing in this house. Lord, I thank you, God, for hearts that are hungry for truth. Lord, that will bring revelation and wisdom and knowledge. Lord, that will impact our lives and change us from the inside out, that we'll never be the same. Father, I declare that your word is alive. Lord, give me entrance this morning into men and women's hearts. Let me walk the corridors, God, of the hearts of those in attendance this morning. And Father, I thank you, God, that this truth brings real freedom and liberty to our lives, and that we will never be the same. Never be the same. And we declare that in Jesus' name. If you believe that this morning, say amen.
Amen.
Well, I'm glad most of you believe it. God is good. Last week we started our series called The War is Over. Somebody say, The War is Over. One of the main themes that we talked about last week is the fact that there are two different kinds of forces that you take into an attack. There's an invading force and there's an occupying force. How many know God was the invading force? He won the war. And then he said in Luke, I want you to occupy until I come back. And that means that you and I are the occupying force. We're the occupying force. We're occupying till the Lord comes back. How many know that the promised land is not heaven? Children of Israel were out in the wilderness. They were out there gatherers. They were wandering in the wilderness. And when they moved into the promised land, it was not a place of heaven. It was a place that was occupied by giants. And matter of fact, when some of the spies went in there, they said, we look like grasshoppers. We don't know if we should go in there or not. The promised land was a place of walled cities. It was a place where enemies and usurpers lived. And God said, I have given you, listen to what he said, I have given you this land, and every place that the sole of your foot touches, I have given you. I mean, they had to go over the Jordan, and they had to possess the land. They had to defeat some enemies. Come on now. Somebody say, I'm on the occupying force. So God has called us to be occupiers. He has won the war, but it's our duty to occupy till he comes back and be busy about the Father's business. And how many know there's a lot of business to be done? How many of you remember Alexander the Great? If you've had any history, you know who Alexander the Great was. He's a man that's gone down in history, remembered for a lot of his evil stuff, a lot of his debauchery, and some of the wickedness that came out of his life. But how many of you know at the age of 33, Alexander the Great sat down in his home one day and he began to weep and cry. And the reason that he began to weep and cry was because he said, there are no more worlds for me to conquer. I've conquered the entire known world at 33. And one of the reasons he did that is because there's a story about him that's pretty significant. As he and his armies were marching across today, what we call the Middle East, which is the region somewhere around Iraq, his troops came to what we know as the Euphrates River. And they came to the Euphrates River, and as his army marched to the Euphrates, they came to a stop at the riverbank. Alexander wasn't at the front of the army. He was in the back conferring with some of his generals and some of his men and, you know, checking on things. So he wasn't up front. And when the army stopped, he noticed it stopped its advance. And he rode to the front, and he said, what's going on? Why have we stopped our advance? And he asked the scouts and the troops at the front of the army, he said, why did you stop your forward progress? And the scouts, who had served him pretty well and had kind of known where they had been going and were really in touch with the topography and the geography of the area, they reached into the saddlebags and they took out their maps that had been theirs, and they'd used these maps for direction and guidance for the nations that they had conquered. And because in that particular time of history, the only map makers that were around lived in Europe, and most of them hadn't traveled very far. So they only mapped out the known world, or the world to them that was known. And most of these map makers had only mapped the world to the Euphrates. So when these guys pulled out their maps ended at the Euphrates River. Many of these guys, having been told as children that the earth was flat, and it was possible for you to fall off into an abyss and never be found again, were frightened to step into the Euphrates River. They thought it might just be the end of the world, because in their world, the map ended at the Euphrates. But Alexander the Great recognized that it was just a limitation that had been imposed by previous generations or by the circumstances of the map makers or whoever drew the maps. History says he got down off his horse, grabbed the horse by the reins, and he stepped into the Euphrates River and walked across the river and stood on the other side, and he waved for his troops to come across. And when his troops saw that he was not afraid and that he was still there on the other side of the river, they marched across the Euphrates and they went on to conquer everything else that was in front of them. I mean, that day, Alexander the Great became a world changer. And the reason that he became a world changer is because he was willing to walk off his map. The reality is there are a lot of men and women who exist in the church world today that operate by what's been mapped out for them, by a pattern from before. It's been constructed by people who have never gone where God has called you to go. They've never been where God has called you to be. And a lot of people today in the church today, I believe, are still living by boundaries of previous generations, constrained by old ideology and old religious theology, and by people who have not got a revelation about what you are hearing today. And if you're ever going to be able to change your world, the day will come when God will demand of you to be willing to walk off your map. The only people in this room this morning that will ever change the world are the people that are willing to walk off their map. People that are willing to go where nobody has ever gone before. See, I don't believe God has just called you to be an ordinary Christian with an ordinary church and an ordinary marriage with ordinary children. I believe that God Almighty has called you to be an extraordinary person and an extraordinary Christian to do extraordinary things in the kingdom of God and go extraordinary places and to walk off your map. Amen? How many know that means that you and I are going to have to think beyond the routine? That we're going to have to get beyond our own limitations. We're going to have to think beyond the average and go beyond the normal. Come on, somebody say, I might be a little bit abnormal this morning. Listen, if I'm going to be real with you this morning, we're going to tell the truth. Most of what we call normal today is really subnormal. Amen? And many of us find our lives locked up in these cycles of dysfunction so that we're constantly revisiting the same experiences in our church life day in and day out. Never able to move into the next dimension because we have never conquered where we are. Amen. We're still the same occupying force dealing with the same enemy but never overcoming. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of going around some of these same mountains. It gets to the point that I already know what the scenery is going to look like. I know that bush and I know that tree. I've been there, done that, bought the hat and wear the t-shirt. And when you find yourself, listen to me, when you find yourself called to be exceptional, but you keep being locked up in the ordinary, that's a place called frustration and that's an address at disappointment. And you recognize you're locked in cycles that are restricting your ability to move into the full capacity that God has put into you by His grace. Come on, God has given you capacity. It comes by His grace. And you keep hearing grace calling to you. Grace calls to us. Come up higher. Come up higher. Come up higher. But you still keep being confronted with the maps that tell you this is all there is to your Christian walk. This is all there is to your Christian life. And because you don't have a revelation or you don't know what's necessary to step beyond all of that, you find yourself just taking another trip around the same old thing and seeing the same old thing and doing the same old thing. In the same old wilderness, dealing with the same old temptations. Am I doing all right? Is everybody okay? Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but there comes a time in your Christian life where you get sick and tired of just being sick and tired. There comes a time when you quit saying, one day, someday, God's gonna. And you put everything off in the future tense and you keep going over and over all this potential that you got on the inside of you, only to realize that you're not near as young as you used to be. And opportunities come and go and they're beginning to pass you by. And listen, come on, this is the day to move into what God has for you. There's seasons of change. It's time to walk off your map. Amen. I've come to challenge some people today in this house that for the thing that is coming next, He's challenging us with new visions. He's challenging us with dreams and things to do that we've never thought possible to be done. He's calling us up higher. He's calling us into a deeper walk, a deeper place of love, to think in capacities that we didn't even know we had the ability to think in before. Come on, God wants to enlarge your borders. Listen to me. Grace will always invite you to become something you could never become on your own. Thank God for His grace. Grace will always invite you to become something you could have never been without it. It's always calling us up higher to a greater capacity to live a larger life. Because the reality is that grace will never leave you where it found you. Come on, somebody ought to praise the Lord. Thank God for His grace. How many of you glad for that this morning? So we find ourselves saying, we got to move beyond where I am. I've got to step into another dimension. I got to get into a deeper walk. Listen to me very carefully this morning. I believe God is about to do some stuff in our church that we really have no frame of reference for. Because it ain't never been done in a church before. In other words, there isn't anybody you're going to get to come to the prayer meeting and agree with you because they don't know what you're praying about. I said, I ain't never heard God doing nothing like that before. Who do you think you, what do you, who do you think you are? I ain't seen that before. You say, well, I get nervous about people like that. And people make me nervous. Well, let me ask you a question. Who did Noah have to confer with? Who did Noah get to get in agreement with him with me? And he said, I'm going to build this ark. An ark? What's an ark? Rain? What's rain? What do you mean you're going to build an ark? I ain't never heard of an ark. Can you see one of our pastors or one of our leaders coming into the church in here on a Tuesday and saying, you know, the Lord spoke to me last week and He wants me to build a cruise ship out here in the field. Right next to the church. And if I let him, you'd think I was crazy.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church that has been serving our community for the last 2 years. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
Praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
I want to know what Pastor Abraham could have went to and said, Pastor, God wants me to kill my son. Are you with me this morning? What Bible school did Elijah go to that makes axe heads float? How many of you understand this morning that God's ready to blow your mind and blow your circuits? He's ready to do things that have never been done and take us to dimensions that we don't even understand yet, that we've never realized. He said, I'm going to do things that are beyond the frame of your reference. You might have been in the wilderness for 40 years and you ain't got a clue what it means to move into the promised land. But get ready, get ready, get ready. Hallelujah. The other thing he's doing, listen to me. God's going to do things that he only has faith for. I might not fit in your doctrine, but that's the truth. Amen. God's going to get us to a place where there's a church that rises up above their own mediocre faith, and they no longer live by what they can generate anymore, but they begin to live by the faith of the Son of God that's on the inside of them. Galatians 2:20 says, for it is no longer I that live, but it is Christ that lives in me. And the life that I live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who died and gave himself for me. Praise the Lord. In other words, we're going to move beyond the I can get it faith. I've had about all the I can get it faith I can stand. Amen? And we're going to have the God kind of conquering faith. Where the enemy has no authority and no power to do anything in our lives anymore. So God's going to move me beyond my frame of reference and do things that only He has faith for. But watch this. In order for that to happen in our lives, we're going to have to accurately know how to embrace this transitional season in the church. We got to know how to do it. How many know we're in a transitional season in this nation? Come on, it's changing. The United States of America 20 years ago will never exist again. It's changing. How many of you know we're in a transitional season in the body of Christ? It's not the same body of Christ that it was 20 years ago. The Holy Spirit's been moving. Amen. And how many of you understand this morning that Truth Church is in a transitional season? God's doing some neat things around here. Amen. You know, much of what has happened in our generation in the church has plateaued. It's the same old goosebumps and the same old thrills and the same old chills. It's been going on for the last 20 or 30 years. Isn't that right? Somebody needs to stand up and say, that move is over. Stop trying to resurrect it. Stop playing that same song over and over. That move is gone. Amen. There's still people out there trying to recreate the Toronto blessing. And the Brownsville revival. The Lakeland revival. Trying to redo it and stir it up and get in the flesh and lay on the floor and laugh for 3 hours trying to get a move of God. And all they're doing is laying on the floor laughing for 3 hours. Trying to recreate something that happened a long time ago. Amen? Can I tell you something? God is more up to date than tomorrow morning's newspaper. He knows what He's doing. Amen? And He's always on the move. The Holy Ghost is always moving. He's always doing. Come on, somebody, talk to me. Amen. God is moving. God ain't run out of moves. His thoughts are not your thoughts. We ought to praise Him just for that. But I'm telling you, He's about to move on our house like He's never moved on this house before. But it's going to take a generation of people that are willing to embrace a transitional season and move into another dimension of living. Matthew 25, the Bible talks about the parable of the 10 virgins. He said 5 had oil and 5 didn't have oil. And we always preach about the 5 that didn't have oil. They weren't ready. They weren't prepared. They are terrible people. Didn't have their oil. And the 5 that didn't have oil, well, they were just ready for Jesus. But if the truth is going to be told and you read the whole story, how many? All 10 of them went to sleep. But thank God for the prophets and thank God for the watchmen. Amen. Because the prophets stayed awake. All 10 virgins went to sleep. The prophet stayed awake and the watchman stayed awake and said, behold, the bridegroom cometh. And at that moment, the 5 wise got up and they had enough oil to go into the next dimension. They had enough oil to get to the next level. But the Bible says it was the watchman that cried out at midnight. Somebody say midnight. Midnight. Listen, midnight is the moment between two seasons. Those of you that understand the significance of the prophetic, understand that. Because if we can hear the voice of the prophets, we'll recognize that the prophetic word will come at the moment between two seasons, so we'll know how to navigate into the next dimension of our life or the next season of our life. Come on now. Thank God for the prophetic. You say, well, I don't know if I want to trust all those prophetic, and I don't know if I believe in this apostolic thing. Well, listen, I ain't got a lot of time to get in that this morning because we only got an hour. But if you go look in Luke chapter 13, it says that Jesus stood up and said to those of you, you have killed the prophets and stoned the ones who have been sent to you. The sent to you is talking about apostles. That's what that means, sent to you, apostles. Amen? He said, in other words, you churches out there, you've killed the prophetic ministry and you've stoned all the apostolic people that come to you. He said, this is what's going to happen to you when you reject the apostolic ministry and you reject the prophets because you wouldn't receive them. Your house has now been left desolate. That's why there's churches with 100 people all across this nation because they won't let nobody prophesy and they don't believe in the ministry of the apostle. We've been burnt because of always time somebody comes in with a word. Oh, it's a Jezebel spirit. Jezebel, Jezebel. And we get all afraid. Well, I ain't having none of that in my church. They're too flaky. You better watch them. And the next thing you know, we've killed the prophetic move in a church and the house lies desolate. Come on, it's a fivefold ministry. We've got a charismatic church. We've got a charismatic church that believes in the office of the pastor and the office of the teacher and the office of the evangelist, but we won't have anything to do with a prophet and we won't have anything to do with an apostle because they intimidate us. And then he said, you won't get any relief for your church. You won't get any relief for your house until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. When the prophet shows up, you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Yes. Then your house is blessed. Yes. Amen. He said, until you get happy about who I send you, then you won't be able to move into the next dimension. Until you get happy about the word that I'm bringing you, you're not going to grow into the next place.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
Tune in every Saturday morning at 8:30 a.m. for Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen. Lifeline is a live program of inspirational teaching and your calls for prayer. That's Lifeline every Saturday morning at 8:30 a.m. on the Good News Station, WCNO. fences. His arms are open wide. This is WCNO, Palm City, the Good News Station.